trying to think of an idea for the front of the house, the front of the Frankendal. Something that makes it seem less austere, less elite, something to make the front of the house feel more like the back of the house, more welcoming. But now, the front of the house, I mean, I have this feeling that it's not a nice place to be, to stand in front of the house. You feel under the gaze of both of the kind of the history of the place, but also the authority of it, the power of it, the wealth of it. I think it's quite polarizing. Even if you're, I guess even if you come from that kind of world, it's a symbol of authority, of power, of I guess half of the people that walk past, cycle past, drive past and see it, they think that, gee, that place is not for me, I'm not welcome there. You know? What is it that gives it that? Is it the formality of the building? Is it the size of it, the scale of it? Is it because of the wealth that you know that must have been associated with it? Is it because of the colonial history? Is it because it just doesn't seem friendly? Is it the scale of it? It's not that big, it's not that massive. It is quite friendly looking as a building. It's fairly humorous actually. So why is it still that it has that? Is it an economic thing? Is it to do with not feeling like you belong? Is it about feeling of belonging? Is it about exclusion? Is it a symbol of exclusion? Of elitism, perhaps. If you enter the house from the other side, it's very different. You come through the bushes and you're kind of welcomed into the garden. The house, of course, is at the back. The formality is clear. It's just as much a place of luxury and status symbol, but there's something more welcoming about it. Why is that? And why is being welcoming a good thing? Maybe it's not. Somehow I think it is. I could try and do something to make it more like what's the word? More earthly outside. You could have a big dung heap, a big pile of hay. But I mean, it's not the 17th century. You could have a stack of bicycles, bicycle parking, and you'd see that there were lots of people around. You could... just because it's in the shadow. You could have a reflector on the roof that reflects, undoes the shadow. You could plant can make it abandoned. What would it look like if it was overgrown? Frankendale is a ruin. Just romanticizing it now. The moat. The moat makes it private. The gate. I have a big sign that says welcome. I have something hanging from the crane. Could use voice, she could have a crier. Crying all welcome. Sculptures are all looking out at you. Maybe there needs to be something that looks back at the house. Shining a mirror back on it. Maybe I should turn around the sculptures that are there. Turn them 180 degrees. Not a bad idea. Okay. I'm going to close this.